Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you a story from the book Life and Hope Renewed, entitled Degenerative Bone Disease and Breast Cancer Are Cured Amidst the Brutality of the Persecution, by a Falun Dafa practitioner from Heilongjiang Province, China.
Degenerative bone disease and breast cancer are cured amidst the brutality of the persecution. By a Falun Dafa practitioner from Heilongjiang Province, China, January 2004. Although I'm not well educated and it will take a lot of effort to write my experiences, I still want to share my story with you. I previously had second stage osteonecrosis, bone tissue degeneration in both hips, and was practically paralyzed for almost a year. However, just 3 to 4 days after I started practicing Falun Dafa, I threw away my canes and was able to walk again. This incident had a great impact on people in the village that knew I had difficulty walking since I was 27. When I first started doing the Falun Gong exercises, people took me to the practice site in a cart. I began the practice in March 1999 when I was 28. When the persecution of Falun Dafa began in July 1999, I told my father-in-law the true nature of Falun Gong, and he agreed I should go to Beijing to appeal for the right to practice. At that time, my father-in-law had vasculitis, inflamed blood vessels, which turned into thrombosis, blood clots, and his legs became infected due to poor circulation. The doctor said they couldn't cure the problem through surgery. In the beginning of 2000, I took my medical records from a few major hospitals, proving that I previously had osteonecrosis, to the local 610 office to show the benefits of practicing Falun Gong. The people in the 610 office took me to the police station, and a police officer walked around me and said, "You can recover to this extent from osteonecrosis?" I explained in detail how my health had improved after practicing Falun Dafa. The police phoned some people in my village to verify that what I said was true. After obtaining a confirmation, he let me go. Right after that, I decided to go to Beijing to appeal for the right to practice Falun Gong. My father said, "You should go even if no one else is going, because Falun Dafa gave you back your life, and you need to uphold your conscience." My father gave me enough money for the trip. In Beijing, I was arrested, and the police used electric batons to shock me all over my body. I was detained in the local detention center for over 60 days. I went on a hunger strike for 9 days, and my stomach started to bleed. Instead of being sent for medical treatment, I was force-fed. The next time I went to Beijing to appeal, I was arrested and imprisoned in a forced labor camp for 1 year. One time, my father had to pay more than 500 yuan so he could visit me in the Wanjia forced labor camp. Before he was allowed to see me, the security guard asked my father to slander the founder of Falun Gong, but he would not do it. He had to bribe the security guard with another 100 yuan to visit me, as the Wanjia forced labor camp did not allow family visits for Falun Gong practitioners. Because I refused to renounce my beliefs, I was locked in the male prison and forced to sit on a metal chair for 3 days without any sleep. I protested by going on a hunger strike. When my father saw how unbelievably thin I was, he cried, as did my older brother and sister. The head of the labor camp, Mr. Xi, first name unknown, the captain and other prisoners asked my family to persuade me to give up my beliefs and stop practicing the exercises. They told my father, "Your daughter is a liar. She claimed that her osteonecrosis was healed after 3 to 4 days of practicing Falun Gong." My father replied seriously, "The healing of her osteonecrosis in such a short time is not a lie. It is a well-known fact. Why don't you ask the people in our village? Everybody knows this occurred." The head then said that I was very stubborn and asked my father to persuade me to transform. I told my father transforming means that I have to separate myself from teacher and Dafa, plus I have to make up lies to criticize Dafa and give up the practice. Right away, my father said, "No, a person needs to be upright and noble. Anything that requires giving up one's conscience should not be done at any time, even if it costs one his life." The head and others were so angered by his statements that they just slammed the door and left. My father is not a practitioner, but my mother is. Father encouraged mother, "You have to really mean it if you want to practice, even if a knife is put to your neck." So when the police asked my mother whether she would continue to practice or not, she firmly said yes. She was arrested, and the police wanted my father to pay a 5,000 yuan fine. My father said immediately, "Why should I give you money? What laws did she violate? Wasn't she just practicing to become healthy and to be a good person? I'll tell you that I would not give you the money even if I had it. If you force the issue, I will sue you. I don't believe anybody in this country is enforcing the laws." The police were shocked and left in a bad frame of mind. Later, my mother was arrested. 2 weeks later, she was released because my brother paid the officers 700 yuan. In June 2005, prisoners in Wanjia grabbed my hair and dragged me around on the floor. Then they kicked and beat me and sent me to the male prison. My feet were still bleeding from the dragging. They punished me for 9 days by forcing me to squat for a long time or sit still on a short stool. The wounds on my feet became infected due to lack of circulation and started to fester. I couldn't walk normally for over 20 days. Soon after this, one of my breasts became inflamed and swollen. After 10 days, a large festering sore developed. A lot of pus and dark colored blood oozed from the sore. Eventually, all of the breast tissue totally decomposed. My body weight dropped to half what it used to be. The guards in the labor camp could see that I was dying and did not want to be responsible for my death, so I was sent to the Harbin Women and Children's Hospital. The labor camp called my family and the local 610 office to pick me up that night. The doctor told them that I had breast cancer. I felt exhausted and my health became worse every day. The dying me was living on my righteous thoughts, for I deeply knew that if I gave up these thoughts, I would never be able to get up again. Sometimes I just wanted to die, but I immediately thought, no. A friend of mine came to see me and said, "Didn't you exercise away the osteonecrosis? Since you did that, you should exercise and get rid of the cancer." 2 days later, a local practitioner came to my home and took me out with her. The first day, the practitioner gave me a book to read and asked me if I wanted to exercise. I was thinking, how can I practice in this condition? My breast is inflamed and swollen, with pus discharging out of the sore. My arms are covered in blisters, and I have scabies everywhere. I'm so weak that I can't even stand still. Then I thought, I am a Dafa practitioner, a cultivator. How can I not exercise? Besides, exercises can only do me good. Then I said to myself, yes. For the first exercise, I used all my power to stretch without thinking that I was sick. After the 4 exercises, miracles happened again. My breast was not swollen anymore, and the dying me felt great and energetic. Just like teacher said in Juan Falun, we have said that good or evil comes from a person's spontaneous thought, and the thought at that moment can bring about different consequences. The practitioner's husband, a non-practitioner, had been watching me the whole time. When he saw I had changed tremendously in just 1 day, he laughed. "This is great. It is such a miracle." He told me, "To be honest, I was worried that you might die here because you even needed someone to carry you when you first arrived. If I did not see this with my own eyes, I wouldn't have believed it. Then I began to study the Fa, exercise, and send righteous thoughts regularly. My body was improving every day, and in less than 20 days, I was totally healthy. Words can't express how grateful I am to teacher. At the same time, I thanked the practitioners that took care of me. I decided to go home. The second day after I returned home was my father-in-law's 66th birthday. Lots of friends and relatives saw me in the new clothes the practitioners had bought me. I was healthy with a glowing skin. They were all astonished. Everyone was talking about me. Most people thought that I had died because they hadn't heard from me in 20 days. My husband was very happy, and my father-in-law could not stop smiling and saying, "Falun Dafa is miraculous." My father-in-law told my mother-in-law this, and she said, "I don't believe it. I have to see it with my own eyes." She came only to confirm that my breast was totally healed, with just a large scar left to show where the sore had been. People in the village all said, even if the hospital could treat such an advanced cancer, it couldn't have closed such a huge hole in 20 days. I asked my friend whether she remembered her previous comment to me. She raised her thumb and said, "I totally believe in Falun Gong. It is so good that not only do I believe it, everyone in the village has to believe it because we have seen the proof." Later, the city commission came to our town to try to brainwash me and ask me to renounce Falun Dafa. The head of the village told the commission, "You used to tell us that she was dying because of the breast cancer. Now she's recovered because of her practice, and you won't let her practice? Does that mean you want her to stay home and die?" At the end of the year, the officers from the police station and the Ministry of Public Security that had brought me home from the hospital came to my home and asked, "Have you recovered?" "Yes." "Are you really recovered? Can't you see that I'm fine here?" The police officer said maybe it was a misdiagnosis. Then he hinted that I should not stay at home and should go to my mother's the next day. I refused. The next day, the police came to arrest me. I told them, "I study the Fa because I want to be a healthy and good person. When I was dying, I sold the house and still could not get enough money to pay for treatments. When I had given up, Falun Dafa saved me. I was then arrested because I told the truth about the practice, and I almost died in prison. Again, Falun Dafa saved me, and I came back to life. Now you come again to harm me. You keep on saying Dafa is evil. Let's see who the evil one is now. Who's saving me and who's trying to kill me?" They had nothing to say but appeared to feel regretful. They told me, "We didn't want to do this. A higher level authority ordered it." While they were dragging me into the car, my 9-year-old daughter held onto an officer's leg and cried, "Let mommy go." After they put me in the car, my daughter kneeled down by the car and grabbed the door and cried, "Uncle, please arrest me as well. I want to be with my mother." The officer said sadly, "You are too young to go. Your mom will be back soon." They tried to drive away, but my daughter was still grabbing the door handle and cried loudly, "Mom, I want my mom." After a few attempts, the police still couldn't drive the car away. People from the village were all in tears, and the police finally left amidst the sounds of condemnation. I was placed in a detention center again. I was constantly reciting teacher's Fa in my mind and thinking that since I was here anyway, I would clarify the truth about the persecution. I kept my thoughts and acts righteous. I refused to memorize the prison's regulations, and I wouldn't allow their evil to influence me. In a few days, blisters and scabies started to appear on my arms, and the skin on my breast started to fester. I enlightened to the fact that the illness was for the police to see. After 20 more days, they let me out on probation to see a doctor. The police were planning to sentence me, but now I was out of the labor camp. They wouldn't let me go home and wanted to send me to a police station near my mother's home. The police there refused to take me. Now nobody wanted to deal with me. My illnesses healed once I was back home. I deeply understand the solemnity of Dafa. Constantly live up to the requirements of teacher's Fa and do what I am supposed to do, because my Fa and body have improved significantly after beginning the practice. Many people have learned the truth about Falun Dafa.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.